Hey, Kyle. How's it going?
It's going good. I interviewed you for The Box and the Dragonfly, so it's only natural I would have you on to talk.
Right,
to talk about book two, the follow up, The Keepers, The Harp, and The Ravenvine. Now, let's kind of go back a little bit for folks who didn't hear our first interview and talk about the characters that are weaved not only in book one, but obviously into book two. Let's talk about Horace and Chloe. And what they're all about.
Yeah, great. So in the world of the Keepers, it follows a group of kids who have sort of discovered this secret underground world. And in this world, there are these magical objects called Tanji. They're sort of these different kinds of instruments, all shapes and sizes, that give the kids different powers. And each kid bonds to a particular instrument. Horace is our main character, and he bonds to a little box called the Box of Promises. And he gradually discovers that this box gives him the ability, he can open the box, and he can look into it, and he can see one day into the future. And then he meets other people, other kids who are also keepers, and they have their own powers. Chloe as their his great friend, the other main character. She has a dragonfly pendant that allows her to walk through walls or anything else she wants to pass through. And he meets a lot of other kids and some grown-ups too, each of which have their own power, and they also come across the Riven, who are sort of the bad guys, and the bad guys want to keep all these powerful instruments for themselves. So they're sort of stumbling into this centuries-long conflict over these prized collection of powerful artifacts.
So is book two just kind of a continuation of where book number one left off? I mean, is it a true sequel, or are we further in the future?
It's really a true sequel. It picks up, I think it's 9 days after book one ends. Book one ends on a little bit of a cliffhanger, a little bit of a, oh man, what's up with that person? But it starts off on a new scene, new character. So we open up with April, who's a brand new character. She doesn't know anything about the Keepers, doesn't know anything about this world, but she has stumbled across an instrument of her own, which eventually gets called the Ravenvine. And she discovers that when she wears it, she can listen in on the thoughts of animals. So she can feel what they're feeling. She can tell when they're scared, tell when they're angry. And she eventually learns to even sharpen that power a little bit more. But her instrument is broken. She knows it's broken. There's a piece missing. And she can feel the call of that missing piece. And that missing piece, of course, resides with the other keepers in the city in Chicago. And she's trying to find her way to them. They're trying to find their way to her and rescue her. And meanwhile, the Riven, the bad guys, are after them both, trying to prevent that from happening.
Very neat. Well, writing for young readers right now, preteens and teens, is extremely popular, Ted. I know you wrote a lot of short stories before you got into writing books and novels, but, I mean, was this something you envisioned?
It is. You know, I used to work in a children's bookstore here in Champaign-Urbana for 8 or 10 years I worked there, and worked in the children's department, was a book buyer and a bookseller. I collect children's books. So, yeah, I got into the literary stuff. I have an MFA in fiction writing. I actually teach creative writing at the University of Illinois. But, yeah, I always wanted to write a kid's book, and I think I just stumbled across the right idea, which was actually Horace's box, the box that allows him to look into the future. And once I had that idea, yeah, that's been the main thing I've been working on. It's been, 4 or 5 years now since I first started book one.
Wow. So, okay, we've got book two. I'm holding it in my hands. A little bit thicker than book number one. Obviously, you're exploring a little bit more in this book.
Yeah, I am. And, you know, it's interesting. I've had people tell me that even though book two is longer page-wise, it feels a little bit shorter. And I think some of that's natural. You know, book one, you kind of got to set up the world, and you kind of got to give some background, kind of an origin story thing. Book two, I think, is a little bit more happens, a little bit more excitement, more chases, more action scenes. And so even though the page count is higher, I'm hearing from people that it reads even faster, which is great. That's what you want to hear.
Very good. So book three, are you working on that?
I am working on book three, yeah. It's going to be called The Portal in the Veil. That's going to be coming out sometime in 2017, and then there'll be one more after that as well. So I'm in for the long haul on this one.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like it. All right, well, best of luck. Is it available now? I should ask you that.
Book two, yeah, book one is available now in hardcover and paperback. You can get that pretty much anywhere. And then book two is going to be released nationwide on Tuesday, March 1st.
Very good. All right. Ted, greatly appreciate it. Ted Sanders is joining us this morning. Book number two of the Keepers series, The Harp and the Raven Vine. Thanks so much for letting us know about this, Ted.
Thanks so much for having me on.